Well, good morning, everybody. I have been very drawn lately to chapter 6 of Hebrews, and it has this beautiful image of hope. Listen to this. This is the last part of verse 18 and then verse 19 of chapter 6, Hebrews. There is a hope set before us. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner shrine behind the veil where Jesus has gone as forerunner. I was just really drawn to this image of hope as an anchor of the soul. You know, an anchor goes into places where we can't go. It goes way down, you know, and it latches on to the seabed, keeps us from drifting around, and especially is helpful in times of storms. But what the Word of God here is inviting us to think about and do is throw that anchor not down below and to the world, but ahead of us into Jesus, that we become anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is more powerful than anything, who is even more powerful than death, don't you see? And so we throw our anchor into the good Jesus, and it keeps us from drifting around and getting lost and getting overturned at sea. This, the sea of life. This is hope. All of our readings today are about hope. The Lord invites us to have a hope in Him, not in anything else. Money will come and go. Jobs will come and go. Relationships will come and go. People will come and go. Health will come and go. Athletic victories. Boy, was last night delicious. That was delicious. But that will come and go. You know, but our hope, we throw that anchor into Jesus. And that's what we're being invited to. You know, at the men's retreat, one of the talks I gave, I showed a little clip of this 19-year-old young man. He's a student at Ave Maria University. And he got in a car accident and was paralyzed. And the doctor said, "You will never walk again." And so he was talking in his wheelchair, and he said, "This makes no sense to anybody without faith." He said, but I'm happy." And you could see it all over his face. You could see it. This kid was really raised in the faith, you know. And he says, "For whatever reason, God chose me for this, and I'm not going to let it end my life. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be hopeful." And you can just see the joy. Because why? This kid's joy, his hope, is not in his health even. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, "I've been chosen. For some reason, God wanted or allowed this to happen, you know. Sometimes if our hope isn't anchored in Jesus, then when sufferings come our way, it's one of those kind of things like, oh, nobody suffers like I do, you know, kind of a thing. And we all have sufferings. We keep going. You know, the first reading says that there's a bud shall blossom, you know, a shoot shall sprout from this dead stump. And maybe there's dead stumps in our life, you know. And when we're anchored in, when our hope is anchored in the Lord, it's like, okay, that stump may look dead. That part of my life, God can still do something there. The second reading, St. Paul in Romans 15 says, our hope is in the God of endurance and encouragement. He's not the God of quitting and discouragement. He's the God of endurance and encouragement. And so we go to Him. When we feel like, gosh, maybe I should just kind of give up on this thing or whatever, endure. Endurance. our hope, we're anchored in Christ. And then finally, this gospel of repentance. Repentance, this is so important for us Catholics, for us people of faith to repent. And we do it in confession. Pope Leo, the other day, he said, to hope is to know that you can always start over again. Now, that's beautiful. That when we repent of our sins, when we're contrite, when we take them to the confession, and we're forgiven in that sacrament, that we can begin again with a new resolve, a new love, a new heart. I just would invite you in the consecration of this Mass, when I lift up Jesus Christ, throw your anchor into Him. Put your hope in Him. Put your life in Him. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.